They want this to look more macho. And I was like, what the fuck does that mean? And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take care of this on Monday. I don't give a fuck anymore. So tomorrow I've got to be like, so what does this mean? Like, how do you want this to be more macho? Like, it's already a truck commercial. And,
right.
And like, I can see they want, it had a female voiceover and now they're wanting a male voiceover. Okay, that's fine. But it was already a truck commercial to begin with.
Right.
So you want me to add eagles? You want me to add explosions? Like, what the fuck do you want me to do to this to make it, quote unquote, more macho?
Dance, monkey, dance.
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris.
I'm John.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing just great. It's kind of a blustery day here in Florida.
Yeah, it's rainy and crappy here too. I think it's the same system that it's like made all those tornadoes.
Oh.
Like across the southeast,
right?
But you know, we got rid of FEMA, so good luck, people.
Yeah, well, with all this money we're saving, are we supposed to get checks this month?
I mean, they keep saying shit.
Or at least, you know, give free WWE tickets to teachers.
yeah.
I do love that people are actually able to shut down Tesla dealerships.
We had a dude that set Tesla chargers on fire here in North Charleston.
Nice.
Yeah, he was promptly arrested and thrown in the gulag, I guess.
Deported to a country where he doesn't speak the language or know anyone?
I guess. I don't know how that works. I don't know how they're going to do that. Like, how do they get rid of the dissidents?
You know, they're finding a way.
yeah, but I mean, we'll see. Like, I read this thing this morning where it was like, you know, with the tariffs, the rebuilding supplies will cost twice as much. There's no right. Hispanic laborers to help rebuild anything now, and FEMA doesn't exist, and your insurance rates will probably go through the roof. So what do you do with your broken house?
Well, it doesn't matter. What they want is for you to lose your house so they can buy it for pennies.
I guess, but and then rent it out? Like, they still have to rebuild
it? No, plow it under and you know, turn it into something else.
Okay.
Walmart's, Costco's.
I did see another thing that said, instead of saying thoughts and prayers now, you say thoughts and tariffs. Oh, what a mess.
Yeah, and it's only been 2 months in.
Yep, wait until hurricane season.
Yeah. Maybe they'll all come down to Florida and stick it out at Mar-a-Lago. And then God can finally wipe it out.
If only.
Yeah. It's not going to change.
Nope. Oh, well.
Yeah.
So what have you been watching? What have you been up to? I know you've been busy working.
It's been kind of a slow week.
Yeah.
I watched the latest episode of Daredevil.
Yeah.
They're just, you know, amping up the body count.
So the actor that played White Tiger died in real life. Shortly after filming that, like the third episode,
okay.
Apparently he was very sick during like the courtroom, scenes. I was not expecting them to, spoiler alert, kill him off that quickly.
Right.
You know, he's technically a superhero with the amulet on.
Right.
I wish that during the trial, when they brought up all those people about what White Tiger had done for them and how White Tiger had saved their lives, that they had cut to some of that.
Mm-hmm.
And even if the actor wasn't there, he had already passed away, like, put somebody in the suit. He's got a mask on.
Right. Right.
But I seriously doubt, I'm pretty sure that the dude at the end who kills him is not Frank Castle. I think that's one of the crooked cops.
Mm, okay.
Just from, like, all the cops that are having, like, Punisher tattoos and stuff.
Right,
and
I
think that's what's going to bring Frank into the story, is he's been set up for killing White Tiger, and he had nothing to do with it, and he's going to go on a killing spree to, you know, rid New York of the crooked cops, would be my guess.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Huh.
But yeah, it's super compelling, and for a show about a superhero that doesn't really have the superhero in it yet,
mm-hmm.
is really, like, it's been, like, riveting to watch. So I can only imagine when he does don the cowl again, like, it's just going to get that much better.
Right.
And it's amazing how expressive Charlie Cox can be without, like, looking at anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just doing his, you know, blind guy thing.
Right.
But yeah, it's been super good.
Yeah.
It's nice to see something from Marvel that actually, like, keeps my attention.
Yeah, and I hope they do start bringing in some of the other Netflix Marvel characters. You know, Jessica Jones and...
Yeah.
Because it would be kind of nice to see them again and give them, you know, a good show. Not that it wasn't a good show at the beginning, but now they have more money to spend on it.
Yeah, and I feel like with Star Wars not making any TV shows anymore, or not many TV shows, that Marvel will kind of, like, step up to fill in that that niche on Disney Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Because it seems like Disney is now greenlighting multiple seasons of things before they even air.
Right.
They just announced that they're doing Percy Jackson season 3 before season 2 is even, like, done filming.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. So, you know, they have a bunch of books to get through. I can see them looking at the Marvel TV shows from Netflix and being like, oh yeah, we can do all those. Because they're going to do like a Punisher miniseries.
Right.
And then, you know, whatever he does with Daredevil. So, and I guess Kristen Ritter had talked about being in New York the day that they started to film season 2 for Daredevil.
So okay.
Maybe she is coming back.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What have you been watching?
I've been watching Severance. Did you see the new Severance?
I thought there wasn't a new one until the 21st.
No, there was a new one. I guess you didn't watch it.
Episode 9?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I didn't watch it. Oh well.
Okay. All right. I've also, I've been watching Reacher on, Amazon.
Okay.
I think I told you last time, like, I liked season 2, but I wasn't, like, in love with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it took me a really long time to get through it. This has kind of really captured my attention. They've done really well with keeping the action and the intrigue for the story, and it's got what's his name in it? He was a kid actor in the 80s. He was part of the Brat Pack. God, what was his name? He played
Judd Nelson.
No, he played Brian in Breakfast Club.
Which one was Brian?
The nerd.
Anthony Michael Hall?
Anthony Michael Hall, yes. It's got Anthony Michael Hall in it as like a bad guy.
Oh, okay.
And he makes a good bad guy.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've been watching that. And then I went on kind of a Gene Hackman spree on...
Okay.
Movies that I hadn't seen in a while. So the first one that I watched was Crimson Tide with him and Denzel Washington. Submarine movie, Cold War movie. It's about the Russians and nuclear war and what happens when communications break down and then the chain of command breaks down. And Gene Hackman plays a he plays the captain of the submarine, and Denzel Washington plays like a I think he's like a Harvard graduate for the like the new Navy kind of thing. And they're told that they need to launch their nuclear missiles at Russia, and then while they're preparing to, they get another message, but it gets cut off, and Denzel Washington wants to wait, and Gene Hackman doesn't, and you know there's like mutiny on the ship and stuff, and it's like a typical like mid-90s action. It's kind of along the same lines as Hunt for Red October.
Okay.
Which is another favorite of mine. So. But it's a typical like, oh God, what's his name? Does the music, why can't I think of his name? He's not Bulgarian. He's
Miklos.
No, he did like, why the fuck can't I think of this? Oh my God, hang on. What is it about getting older where like you just can't fucking remember anything anymore?
Oh, you'll remember it. Like in the middle of the night or something.
It seems to happen a lot more recently though.
Hans Zimmer,
thank you. It's the Hans Zimmer sound of like, very close to like The Rock and like those action films of like the mid 90s. He's like all about that. So, so I watched that, and then, looking around, I guess Amazon has like all of the Gene Hackman films for some reason.
Okay.
So I watched Poseidon's Adventure,
Oh, wow.
And that was a throwback to my childhood. Like I've seen that so many times. But for anybody who hasn't seen that, there was a remake called Poseidon with Kurt Russell back in the early 2000s, and it's about a boat on New Year's Eve that gets hit by a rogue wave, and the survivors have to climb from like midship to the technically the bottom of the boat to get out because it's upside down.
Yep.
But it's like Ernest Borgnine and is it Shelley Winters?
Yep, Shelley Winters.
It's got Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka in it.
Mm-hmm.
As her Pamela husband. Sue Martin,
Nancy Drew.
Yeah, it's a wild 70s cast for sure. And Gene Hackman plays a preacher of all things.
Yes.
Gets very, very religious at one point where they've kind of reached as far as they can go, and Gene Hackman starts like screaming at God about sacrifices and what more could he want, and then he sacrifices himself. Spoiler for a, you know, 50-year-old movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've been watching kind of like older Gene Hackman films. There was one he did, I think it wasn't too long before he retired, called The Heist. I don't know if you've ever seen it.
No.
But he plays like a diamond thief.
Okay.
And it's like one more job before he disappears type of setup. But it's really good. It's got Delroy Lindo in it.
Okay.
Danny DeVito is the guy that he's working for. So like picture Danny DeVito screaming at Gene Hackman, like that would be a thing. Like Gene Hackman wouldn't just like squash him. But I'm looking for that one too, because I haven't seen that one in a while either.
Okay. You gonna watch the original Superman?
I watched the original Superman not that long ago.
Okay.
And I think we had talked about it because like the Gene Hackman's console in that is the console from the Death Star.
Mm-hmm.
And that was about when I watched it. So however long ago that conversation was, you know, you could always watch Superman 2 where there's a body double for him in half of it.
Right.
Because he was pissed off that they fired the original director,
mm-hmm.
Richard Donner. I'm not going to watch Superman 4 though. Sorry. I draw the line at Superman 4.
Is that the Quest for Peace? Yes. With the Solar Man or whatever he was?
Yes. And him, it's Gene Hackman and John Cryer. John Cryer is his nephew Lenny.
Mm.
Yeah, it's not good. They must have paid Gene Hackman a shitload of money to be in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't imagine him looking at Superman 3 going like, oh, I could be the comic relief just like Richard Pryor. The other thing that I saw on Amazon that I watched this week was Cannonball Run 2.
Oh, okay.
I watched the original Cannonball Run probably a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
And at the time, Cannonball Run 2 was not on Amazon, so I watched that. What a kooky movie, man. There is just a whole list of like early 80s movies that they would never be able to make today. They'd never get their return on investment. And I feel like the Cannonball series is among them. It's got a cast where you're like, holy shit, they got all these people to do it. I mean, Frank Sinatra's in part two.
Uh-huh.
Along with what's his name? Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. But Catherine Bach is in it from Dukes of Hazzard. Jackie Chan is in it. The guy who played Jaws in the 007 movies is in it. Like,
yep.
It's a wild cast. Jamie Farr and Ricardo Montalban play father and son. And it ends with Ricardo Montalban getting kissed by is it a chimpanzee? I guess it's a.
Is it an orangutan?
It's an orangutan.
Is it the one from Every Which Way But Loose?
It might be. But yeah, I mean, it's crazy wild. Like, I had seen it as a kid, and which is why I wanted to rewatch them. But it's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But who would they get today to star in that?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, they tried to remake It's a Mad, 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 Mad World.
They did?
Yeah, it was called Rat Race.
Oh, yeah, with Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah. But, I mean, I could imagine them trying to do this, but, like, I don't know who they would even, like, consider for some of this. I mean, if you're going for, you know, guy with kind of a mustache to, like, headline it, you could probably try to talk, oh my God. Fucking seriously. Pedro Pascal. Guy with
mustache. Okay.
I think he'd probably be up for it.
I don't know. It feels like it would be the same cast as, oh, what was it called?
Scary Movie.
The one about all the hitmen with Helen Mirren and...
Red? No, that's not...
Red. Was it Red?
Was that the one with Bruce Willis?
Must be. Yeah, Helen Mirren, Bruce Willis, Carl Urban, Morgan Freeman.
I mean, I think Carl Urban would make probably a good J.J. McClure, which is Burt Reynolds.
Right.
I could see him, like, wanting to, you know, do something fun like that after The Boys. I don't know. It would definitely be a who's who of, like, you know, kind of has been people that they can, like, pull together for this.
I mean, it feels like it needs to be, like, Cameron Diaz and Julia Roberts and Richard Gere and...
Oh, well, I don't know if they get those people.
You know, people who were stars 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, I do think, though, that, like, they bring back, like, Mary Lou Henner and Jamie Farr and all the people that are still alive, you know, Jackie Chan and Tony Danza and stuff.
Right.
Just as a, like, here you go. Let's do this version of it.
Here's your nostalgia. You know what they do? They need to tie it to a Marvel contract. So you get all those Marvel actors who have to do, like, this slapstick comedy movie.
So do you think the Cannonball Run was a spoof of the David Carradine movie Cannonball?
Is that the one where he played, was it a race car driver?
It's, so the tagline for Cannonball.
Oh, it's the Outlaw Road Race.
Yeah. Do you think Cannonball Run was like, hey, we did this, so let's make a funny one?
Sure.
Because even, like, the posters are similar. That's so weird. The movie was originally planned as an action movie starring Steve McQueen.
Cannonball or Cannonball Run?
No, Cannonball Run. After McQueen's death, the lead went to Burt Reynolds and the movie became a comedy.
Oh, okay. That's kind of interesting to know.
Yeah. The movie was based on a series of real races started by Brock Yates of Car and Driver magazine. The final race was in 1979. Yates and director Hal Needham entered the ambulance scene in this movie. So they actually entered the race in an ambulance, like from the first film. They had a doctor on board, okay. And Yates's wife, Pamela, was a patient. It blew its transmission in Palm Springs, California, and arrived in Long Beach on the back of a flatbed truck. But that's okay. So Cannonball Run was an actual thing.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should revive that, but do like all Teslas or something.
They're all,
or all different electric cars
parked at superchargers.
Yeah.
So an apparent, okay, so there was another movie in 1989 called Speed Zone, which is basically the same premise as Cannonball Run, just not under that. And it starred John Candy and Peter Boyle, Donna Dixon. The Smothers Brothers, Jamie Farr, John Schneider. But it's an illegal coast to coast car race. Maybe they can do it now. Apparently it was, this was originally supposed to be a Cannonball Run movie. It was supposed to be Cannonball Run 3. Jamie Farr is the Sheik from the first two films.
Okay.
And Burt Reynolds refused to do it because he wanted to change his image and become a serious actor. So the title was changed to Speed Zone. And apparently you can't see this movie anywhere because they never released it on DVD or Blu-ray.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
If you can find it, it's like a bootleg copy of a VHS release.
Wow.
Yeah.
Time to write some letters, folks.
If you want to see the supposed third entry of the Cannonball Run series with the late John Candy. All right, so that's a weird series of movies then.
Well, talking about weird movies.
Yeah.
I watched Mickey 17.
Oh, okay. How was it?
Very interesting. It's not what I expected. I thought basically it was going to be 2 hours of Robert Pattinson being killed and brought back to life.
Yeah.
But he only dies a couple of times. And then what happens is he's kind of a guinea pig on this planet where Mark Ruffalo and Toni Collette are like these evangelical dictator characters. And he's trying to create like the future of humanity through technology and breeding, and they're on this planet called Niflheim.
Okay.
And so Mickey is sent out to go outside and test the atmosphere. And, he gets exposed to radiation or, all kinds of weird ways he dies.
Okay.
Steven Yeun from Walking Dead plays his friend.
Yeah.
And so what happens is he's sent out on a mission and he survives, but they've already got Mickey 18 ready to go.
Oh.
So he goes, he meets his next version, and there's like this weird threesome scene with two Robert Pattinsons and this girl who's been chosen as like the perfect mate. very interesting, but also there's so many parallels to other sci-fi genre things. You know, okay. they can't go out into the atmosphere like in Silo, and there are these creatures that the time that Mickey 17 doesn't die, he finds this creature, or like tons of creatures who are actually live on this planet, and they end up helping him surviving it back. But Mark Ruffalo is very much like your typical stereotypical like despot ruler, like tyrant.
Yeah.
He has a talk show and on it they show that he had a slab of rock dug up from the planet and brought into the studio, and he's telling everybody in his audience that, you know, this is where they're going to engrave my name and your names and yours and yours and yours and yours. And then one of the creatures burrows its way out of the rock and kind of goes crazy.
Oh.
And you see that he's just, you know, a chicken shit kind of dictator.
Yeah.
Based on, you know, real life.
Yeah.
But it's fun. I don't know how else to describe it.
Okay.
It's really quirky. I mean, it's what's his name? Boon Jong-ho or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Bong Joon-ho.
Oh, Bong Joon-ho. Hey, I was close.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's kind of interesting to watch. It's all about, you know, how they're manipulating the people that are his supporters who are on his spaceship, and they're going to populate the new Earth. And there's some funny stuff.
So is the character of Mickey, is he a clone? Is he a robot? If it's like,
well, the original Mickey is a person.
Yeah.
And he and Steve Yuen are on the run from gangsters when their macaroon business fails. And okay. That's how they end up volunteering for this space expedition. But yeah, he's basically reprinted every time.
Okay. Failing business was not on my bingo card for macaroon business was not on my bingo card.
No, though. Right?
No.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. It's worth checking out if you have nothing else to do.
Okay.
And I've started watching The Electric State.
That's on my list. I've not bothered to start it yet.
I don't know if I'm going to get through it.
Uh-oh. That's a lot coming from you, who finishes everything.
I know. Well, and the thing is, like, my friends at MoCap Orlando did all the mocap for it.
Yeah.
So it's like I've been hearing about this movie for a couple of years. But, I mean, it's Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
What's his name? Giancarlo Esposito.
Yeah.
Coleman Domingo.
I mean, it's got a good cast.
It has a great cast. But the thing that hangs it up for me is that the robot uprising features all of these advertising mascots and cartoon characters.
Yeah.
And one of them is Mr. Peanut. And there's footage of Mr. Peanut signing a peace treaty with Bill Clinton. Okay. So it's like, okay. We'll see where this goes.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard great things about it. I've heard, oh, it's just another Netflix movie, but like, there are Netflix movies that I enjoy.
Right.
So, like, I didn't want to really, like, throw it under the bus until I actually saw it, but...
Right.
You know, I liked Damsel, and I liked, you know, a couple of the other Millie Bobby Brown things that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
Enola Holmes was pretty good. And,
yeah.
You know, I don't know.
I'll be interested to see what you think of it.
Okay.
And if I get through it. But part of the plot is about bifurcating the mind so you can be at work and at home at the same time.
Like Severance?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But that's all I'll tell you because you haven't even started watching it yet.
Okay.
But not much else on. Been watching the new Tim Allen sitcom with
Kat Dennings.
Kat Dennings, yeah. And the kid from Mighty Ducks.
Yeah, and how was that?
It's Last Man Standing, Home Improvement, whatever else Tim Allen has done.
Yeah.
I mean, in this one, he plays a auto shop owner.
Okay.
And it's the same stuff. It's the same stuff. They had Nancy Travis was in an episode. I thought they were going to bring her in as the love interest. But now there is Jenna Elfman.
Oh, okay.
Who has a dance studio across from the auto shop, and that's where Kat Dennings works.
Oh, okay.
I mean, there's some funny stuff, but it's like, oh, this is the same character you've been playing for 40 years.
I mean, that's what it's all he can really do. I mean, everything that he's done is the same thing. Even Buzz Lightyear is a version of him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, this last episode was kind of funny because the son, Kat Dennings' son, brings friends home from school and they go up to his room and she finds a tin of pot gummies.
Yeah.
So she thinks like one of these new friends is trying to get the kid high, and she confronts them and screams at the other kids that he brought home. And then the son says, it's like, those are mine. So there's this whole, you know, afternoon special idea. It's like, so what do I do and how do I deal with this? And Tim Allen is like, well, let him try it. He's like, you tried a lot of stuff just to make me pissed off when you were his age. And he ends up taking, or Tim Allen ends up taking several of the gummies, and there's some funny stuff, but
okay.
Yeah. But there's really not a lot on.
Stifler's
in it, too? I mean, I'm still watching. What?
Stifler's in it, too?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Okay.
Watching Matlock and Elsbeth.
Yeah.
Because I find them very interesting as, like, police procedurals.
Okay.
Yeah, there's hasn't been a lot.
No, there hasn't. It's been a very, very crappy time to like be involved in like pop culture and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Are you gonna see Novocaine?
I don't know. I mean, I like Jack Quaid. I do. Like, I really like him in The Boys, and I liked him in Star Trek Below Decks. Lower Decks, and I don't know, a dude that doesn't feel pain. I feel like we've seen that before,
right?
I don't know, and like it just the trailers that have come out this week has just not been anything that I've gotten excited over. Did you see the Lilo and Stitch trailer?
Yeah. There's also a new trailer for Freakier Friday.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. Yep.
Yeah, where there's a double body switch.
Yeah.
And it features Manny Jacinto from The Acolyte.
I must have not watched the whole trailer then.
I think he's in the dance sequence.
Oh.
You see like one shot of him.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. It really feels like it should be a direct-to-TV movie. There's no reason to release this in the theater.
No. Unless Lindsay Lohan demanded a bunch of money or something. And they need to try to recoup it.
I don't know. She should probably be thankful for the job because she's poison.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she's supposedly clean now, but how long does that go?
I mean, she's got a kid now. She might have, changed her lifestyle because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just pictured, remember the Two Broke Girls episode where she was like the Bridezilla?
Yeah.
I kind of picture that's how she is in real life.
Probably.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel about Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Every time I see her like acting something, it's like, that's just you. It's got to be just you.
That's only you. It's not real. You're not an actress. You're playing yourself.
Like Glinda has got to be just her. And I don't know her in real life, but like all the interviews I've seen of her, that's basically her. So I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I ever saw Freaky Friday, so I probably won't even see Freakier Friday.
It's okay. It's a Disney Sunday night movie.
Yeah, I kind of remember it when I worked. When did that come out? When did Freaky Friday come out?
Mid-80s?
It had to be later than that. Because I feel like it was out when I worked in the movie theater. Freaky Friday. Let's see. 2003. Nope. Nope. I was in Florida by then.
That was the Jamie Lee Curtis version.
Yeah. So I don't know why I have recollections of like a Freaky Friday when I worked in the movie theater. Maybe I'm thinking of something else. Maybe I'm thinking of another Lindsay Lohan film or something. Parent Trap or
there
something.
There was also a TV version of it with Shelley Long.
Hmm.
And Drew Carey and Carol King and Sandra Bernhardt, Eileen Brennan.
Parent Trap would have been as I was working at the movie theater. But Freaky Friday, I was already out of there, so. No, I take that back. Parrot Trap wouldn't have been when I was out of college. So I don't know. I have no fucking clue. My brain is shot. My memory is terrible.
You got to start doing the Sudoku to keep your mind fresh.
I do Wordle every day. Does that count?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really that I've seen that I'm really excited about coming out in the next couple of months. I mean, there's stuff on TV like Andor and Daredevil and stuff, but movie-wise, okay. I don't really know. Movies, summer 2025. I don't really care about Jurassic World. Let's see. I mean, I've seen all the Mission Impossible films, but I really don't. It's not like a priority.
Right.
28 years later is not a, a theater movie for me. Thunderbolts, meh. Fantastic Four, meh, maybe. Still on the fence about Superman. Don't really care about the live action remake of How to Train Your Dragon. Really don't care about Snow White.
No?
No. Tron Ares is interesting, except for the fact that it's got what's his name in it. Jared Leto.
Oh.
Like, why they don't continue the story from Tron Legacy, I'll never understand. I don't get it. You excited for the Smurfs movie?
Is it live action? Who's playing Gargamel?
Let's see.
Hank Azaria.
Is he again?
Wait, is that? Oh no, that's the old one. Oh, Rihanna is Smurfette.
John Goodman's Papa Smurf. Kurt Russell is in the cast. I don't know if he'd be Gargamel, though. James Corden is going to be in it. Never mind.
Oh.
I don't want to see it now. Why do they keep giving him film projects? I don't understand. Didn't he fuck up Cats enough?
I think they think if they give him something, he'll just shut up and go away.
You going to go see the Minecraft movie? With Jason Momoa?
No, but I might watch it on cable.
What about Karate Kid Legends? Would that get you to the...
No.
No?
That would be a straight to video.
What about the remake of Highlander with Henry Cavill?
No.
No. Yeah, I mean, out of all those, I'm not really, like, happy with anything. Or, like, really looking forward to anything. Maybe Guillermo del Toro's version of Frankenstein?
Eh.
No?
No.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. There's a bunch of movies on this list that I've never even heard of that I can't imagine they'll be any good. Maybe something in there will surprise me. Although I guess they announced that Neil Blomkamp, who did District 9 and Elysium and a bunch of other stuff, is making a new Starship Troopers film.
Okay.
That sounds interesting. But that probably won't be for another year and a half. That would be why, because I fucked up the number. Did you see the Spinal Tap trailer?
No.
Yeah, they're doing another Spinal Tap.
Does it look funny or does it look painful?
So it was only a teaser where you hear a crowd in the background and a hand is like up in all the stuff on the amp to 11. And then he gets to the final one and he goes from 11 to there's an infinity symbol on it.
Okay.
And, you know, it's just the title of it. But they're making another Spinal Tap movie for September. It's called Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues.
Hmm.
I mean, I did see a picture of the guys on set, and they look really old, so.
Okay. Well, yeah, they should be.
Yeah. They're bringing back Fran Drescher. And then, like, they're doing a bunch of the, you know, music. Elton John's supposed to be in it, I guess. If they can, like, sit him up, I guess. Paul Schaefer. I watched a weird video. Did you know that when he was in his mid to late 20s, Paul Schaefer tried to date Valerie Bertinelli?
Really?
Yeah, they were, when she was on Letterman back in the day, Letterman brought it up and she was like 16 and he went to her house to talk to her parents about taking her on a date. It's just like, that's fucking weird.
How old was he?
He was in his mid to late 20s.
Oh, that's creepy.
Yeah. I mean, he was born in 49, so I don't know how old that makes him. What does 49 make him? 77? 70? So he's 70... I don't know. I give up doing math. But yeah, apparently he liked the way she looked and wanted to date her as a teenager. That's gross.
Was she already on TV at that age?
I don't know when she did. What was the TV show that she did?
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time, yeah. I mean, that was 75.
Okay.
And she was born in 60, so she'd be 15. So yeah, she was on TV.
Okay.
Weird.
Wacky.
Weird and wacky.
Oh, did you see that there was a protest outside of the Warner Brothers studio?
No.
Some guy dressed as Wile E. Coyote holding a sign that said, "Release me." Thought that was kind of funny.
Was they trying to get the Wile E. Coyote movie?
Yeah.
Jeez. Never see the end of that, though. I'll never see the light of day.
No, just like Batgirl.
Yeah. Did you see the weird Jason Bateman Batman commercial?
No.
It's for State Farm, I think. And it's got a bunch of, like, famous people as, like, Batman characters. And he's Bateman.
No, I did not see it.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's It's a little kooky.
Yeah.
I don't know how Warner Brothers signed off on it, but okay.
SZA plays Catwoman.
Yeah, I mean it's a bunch of. They've also confirmed that Batman was portrayed by Nicholas Hayner.
Is that a relative of yours?
I have no idea. Before suiting up as a Dark Knight, he was a stunt performer on Captain America, Civil War, and counts The Walking Dead and Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 2 among his credits. This just took a weird turn. He also goes by a different name of Nick Fiolilli? Fiolilli?
Okay.
He's known for Hawaii Five-O, NCIS Los Angeles, and Captain America Civil War. But his alternative name is Nicholas M. Hayner. And he was a professional wrestler. What the fuck?
Huh. He's a stuntman.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
I guess. Weird. I had no clue of that when I brought that up.
Maybe he's a fan and that's why he chose Hayner.
I don't think that's his work name though. I think his work name is the other one. The Hawaiian one. Okay, apparently there's another professional wrestler who went by the name Prince Laukia. And his birth name is Michael Hayner. An American semi-retired professional wrestler. He's best known for his appearances in WCW from 1995 to 2000 under the ring name Prince Laukia. And later, the artist formerly known as Prince Laukia, or simply The Artist. Okay, this is weird. But this dude was born in Honolulu, and the other dude's last name is very Hawaiian sounding, so I wonder if this is like his father? Maybe?
Hmm.
He has a son who wrestles professionally under the name Nick Primo. And Nicholas Hayner is the other guy. Wait, we're really getting into the weeds here. Nick Primo. This dude was born in Florida. Weird. Okay. I've just gone down this weird rabbit hole. Is that him? Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a second. I need to go back to Nicholas Hayner. Copy. Paste. That's him. So Nicholas Hayner wrestled under the name Nick Primo.
Okay.
And was born in Florida.
Wow.
What a weird thing. Okay. I mean, Hayner is not a very common last name. So I don't know. Very strange. So his father was a wrestler, and he figured he'd go into the family business. And then when he couldn't get anywhere, he decided to be a stunt guy and an actor.
Okay.
So interesting. Wow. This show took a weird turn. Very weird. All right. You got anything else for this week?
No.
No? All right. Well, if you want to get in touch with us, you can always send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. You can follow us on Facebook and YouTube and let us know you're listening. So until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
Have a smurfy week.